Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
7:15 now, cloudy start to this Wednesday morning. This seems to be the month that never ends. Remember that old song, "This is a song that never ends," that your kids used to sing? Seems like the month that never ends. It is January 29th, though, a cloudy start. Today, you're talking about highs around 66, mostly cloudy, 72 for a high tomorrow, plenty of cloud, 60% chance for showers on Friday, highs of 70. Then, sun comes out a little bit on Saturday, highs of 63. Then it warms throughout the Super Bowl week, really, and no chance for showers, at least that they mention now. Highs on Saturday, 63, 68 Sunday, 70 on Monday, 70 on Tuesday, 68 on Wednesday, 70 on Thursday. And there were rumors all over the internet about polar vortex and this and that and the other thing, and that weather's not coming down here. There will be no polar weather, no cold weather for the Super Bowl week. You can forget that rumor, and if anything, it's going to be unseasonably warm, is what Chris Franklin was saying yesterday on Channel 4, at least a little bit above average. Allison Plyer joins us now, chief demographer for the Data Center. How you doing, Allison?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Allison, I got to ask, because everybody's got a story, right? How does one become a chief demographer?
You know, there are not that many demographers in the country.
I didn't think there were. That's why I asked.
Yeah, a lot of them work for the Census Bureau, and many of them work at for states. But we are folks who measure the population, right, who estimate and count the population, and there's various methods for doing that. I did it because... right after Katrina, the Census Bureau's methods fell apart for estimating the population of New Orleans. So I went and got a PhD and learned how to do it, and I got them to change their estimates.
I know it's a very secret, closed society, a lot of costumes, a lot of initiation ceremonies and so forth.
I wish there were.
Skull and bones stuff that you can't really talk about, and I don't want you to disclose that, but I just thought it'd be interesting. Tell me what the numbers show. What about Louisiana in 2024?
Yeah, well, I think the news is that for the first year in several years, the population is estimating an increase in the population of Louisiana for 2024. So that was a little bit of a surprise to everybody.
So where'd they come from?
Well, that's the good question. It's part of it is because the Census Bureau revised their methodology mm-hmm. for estimating the population. They got better records on the number of international immigrants. And so the increase, the estimated, which of course estimates are always just estimates, right? But they're estimating for Louisiana right now shows an increase, but it's entirely due to international immigrants.
So do we have a, first of all, let's go back because there was some controversy about the methodology. Refresh our memory on that, if you will, Allison, about what the Census Bureau did.
Yeah, sure. So for the first time, they started using administrative records to estimate the number of net international immigrants. And previously, they had used their American Community Survey results to estimate immigrants. Of course, they have good records on births and deaths, and they incorporate those. And then the question is always, how many international immigrants do we have? And that they had relied on their American Community Survey results, but they were tracking the number of administrative records on things like lawful permanent residence, visa issuances, international student enrollment, refugee admissions, and border releases. And they had always tracked pretty well with those American Community Survey results until about 2020. And then they saw there was starting to be a big difference. There were a lot more people in those administrative records. And so they thought, we need to use the administrative records now. So they made that change. And it showed a big increase in the U.S. population in general, and also a turnaround of Louisiana's population loss just for the 1 year.
So does, and again, I'm trying to understand this, does that mean Louisiana's increase?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is with legal immigration or those that are in the country illegally, or do we know?
We don't know, right? We don't know. They don't have it. So the thing is, there's three important things to keep in mind. 1 year does not make a trend, mm-hmm. right? So people may say, hooray, you know, now the state is gaining population. But, you know, next year's estimate could show it going down again, because estimates are estimates. You don't know until you see several years in a row of an upward trend. Would it be something I would feel confident saying, yay, Louisiana's gaining population. Mm-hmm. Two is, because the way the Census Bureau got these administrative records, they don't really know which state each of these individuals is in. And so they kind of distributed them based on their previous American Community Survey results. They're going to improve that next year. They're going to get better location data on where folks are and say, yes, for sure, these folks are in Louisiana. And then third, it just compiles together a whole bunch of immigrants, but includes, as I said, lawful permanent residents, visa issuances, international student enrollees, all of those, as well as refugee admissions and border releases. All of those are wrapped in here, so we don't know whether they're people we would consider, you know, documented or undocumented.
So if it's 10,000 and the Census Bureau doesn't really know what state they're in, and they kind of allocated it as they thought it should be,
yep.
Do we really know that the population grew by under 10,000, or is that just an estimate?
Just an estimate.
Okay.
You are reading it right. That's exactly right. We really don't know. And that's why I always tell people, you know, 1 year does not make a trend. You know, we got to see what they do in future years, and then we'll have a better idea. But yeah, we really don't know whether the population grew over the last year.
Correct me if I'm wrong. They had a number, and then they said, well, it should break down like this state by state, and that's how they allocated them?
Yeah, basically. Okay. So, they used the American Community Survey, you know, is something they do every year. It tells us like our poverty rates and, you know, the number of homes that don't have access to a vehicle or don't have internet or those sorts of things. And it also asks people, you know, where did you live in the previous year? And from that, they find out folks who came from an international location in the previous year. But, you know, people who are going to respond to the American Community Survey are going to be very different, right, mm-hmm. than people who are border releases, right? They you know, were captured at the border and released. You know, they may be living in, you know, a man camp somewhere, working at a poultry plant, or, you know, hiding in the shadows, right? You know, those folks aren't not likely to answer the American Community Survey. They may not even receive the American Community Survey. But other folks, you know, who maybe have family, Honduran folks who come to, you know, Jefferson Parish to be with family or whatever, and maybe they're on a student visa, you know, they're more likely to get the American Community Survey. And so I know this is all pretty geeky, but in long and short,
I think it's geeky at all. I just wonder if we really know that the population grew by just under 10,000 people or not.
Yeah, we really do not know.
Okay, let me take a break. Really, we'll pick it up. We come back. Thanks for being honest, Allison. 722 and a half. We're talking to Allison Plyer, chief demographer of the data center. Louisiana's population grew by 10,000, or did it? We'll take a break. Come back. Traffic now, WWL. 728 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. About a minute left with Allison Plyer, chief demographer for the data center. Population of Louisiana went up by 10,000. Maybe, maybe not. It's an estimate, and that's what they said, but it would be from immigration. With that being said, Allison, if not for that change with people from outside of the country, what would the numbers have looked like?
Right. And that is exactly the right question. And certainly the state would have lost population if it hadn't been for these estimates of people moving in internationally. So so what they're estimating over the last 4 years, all total, is that we had about 60,000 international immigrants migrate and about 129,000 people leave the state domestically. But I think the thing that people need to realize is that virtually every state in the country is essentially dependent on international immigration for population growth. And that's because, you know, we have such an older population. So many people are more, you know, we've got an aging population, right? We have more deaths, a lot more deaths than we have in previous decades, where our birth rates are pretty low. That we've got what's natural increase is what they call, you know, the number of births over deaths. It's about a third of what it was in the U.S. Compared to like two decades ago, right? It's just we are not growing our own population because we have a large number of deaths as the baby boomers are aging. And so virtually, you know, many, many states are very dependent on international immigration if they're going to stabilize or increase their population.
So to be clear,
we don't realize that.
And we're out of time here. But to be clear, you can't crow about, I'm not talking about you, but in general, you can't say, look, what we're doing is increasing the population while talking about deporting people, because at that point, you're kind of, the argument's collapsing on itself. Is that accurate?
Right. And I think the way as a demographer we think about that is that these trends, even if they're accurate, could change dramatically as you know, we engage in larger and larger scale deportations. Yeah.
Thank
or
you,
even
Allison.
Just, you know, yeah. Okay,
gotcha.
Great. Thank you.
We're out of time. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll have you on again. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Steve Geller about the Saints coach's search. Minute late. Time now. WWL First News.